How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
How's everybody's Father's Day weekend? Abby, how'd it go this weekend?
Mine was pretty good. I mean, despite the fact that it was a literal monsoon this weekend, I somehow narrowly avoided the actual rain and got to have a little bit of fun on the Beltline on Saturday. So I run this Facebook group for women in Atlanta, for people who want to go out and do some fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And I organized something on Saturday, which was supposed to just be like a hot girl walk. So I'm like, what's something cute, fun, and free that we can do out on a Beltline weekend on a Saturday? And so I was like, let's just meet at this coffee shop that I've been wanting to go to for a while, and then we'll just go for a little walkie walk. This thing exploded into like one of the most fun Saturdays ever, because the guy who runs the coffee shop that I had us meet at is like a huge P1.
Well, get out of here.
I don't know if you've heard of the new Fourth Hotel on the Beltline. It's like this very cool, like, it's upscale, but it's very modern. It's not like a Ritz-Carlton or anything, but it's like a cool boutique hotel on the Beltline. And this guy named Devin saw me post on my social media saying, like, hey, we're going to meet at the coffee shop at the Fourth Hotel. We're going to grab some coffee and then we're going to go for a little walk. Well, he's like, hey, I like love the show. Do you guys want like a little tour of the hotel? And I was like, yeah, this is like a beautiful hotel. It has a beautiful rooftop and some cool restaurants. All this, these places I've been wanting to check out. And I was like, this is so cool. We have like the VIP treatment. Well, Devin, not only does he take us on a whole VIP tour of the hotel, he set up a private brunch for us at their steakhouse, El Premio, which is a place I've been wanting to go to for a while. My brother went before me and I was like, I've been wanting to go because it's like the cool place where all the foodies are going to. They did not charge us a dime. They just gifted it to us because they just loved the show.
Come on.
And knew that we were coming out. So it was like, it was the sweetest thing. And it was really cool too, just to see like how passionate Devin is about what he does and hearing about his like resume of all the places he's run in Atlanta. Like, he has worked at some of the best places here in ATL. So I just felt so honored that like we've created a show so special that like he wanted to honor us with some free yogurt. It was great.
That is my kind of Saturday, where a walk exercise turned into poached eggs. You didn't have to walk, but instead you got mimosas and you got poached eggs.
I was like, perfect. I don't have to exercise anymore.
That is my kind of Saturday.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was great. And then we did end up walking off some of our delicious brunch afterwards. So we did go for a little bit of a walk and then an absolutely monsoon. And so then I spent the rest of the day in bed.
Okay. I missed you by 24 hours on the Beltline. I was there yesterday with my kids for Father's Day. I had a Father's Day of extremes yesterday. As I was going to the gym, I got into yet another fender bender.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I pulled into the parking deck too sharp. Totally and completely my fault. And speaking of P1s, I ended up hitting a P1.
No!
Yep. So, my car is limping along right now on the left side. His took way more damage than mine. I jammed my wrist. It's not working real well.
Dude, how fast were you coming in?
I don't know. That's the thing, man. I mean, it, like, for me, came out of nowhere. Like, when it happened, I was like, what? What just happened? What? So, I don't know. I don't know. Just the way I guess maybe I was steering to the left, and just the way the impact hit, it just jammed my wrist back. I don't know. He's fine. His car, not so much. So, my insurance will be getting a call from me later on today. That's how the day started. And then, the kids took me to the Beltline yesterday, and it was a really great day just hanging out with them. I said, these are the two things that I want on our day today at the Beltline. And it was their suggestion to go there. I said, okay, Hollis, you can't be on your phone today. And Hayden, you're not allowed to talk about pop culture. So it really made us focus on each other, and it was really, really awesome. And then the end of the day ended up being really, really beautiful. Hollis has been rehearsing a Father's Day song for me on his guitar. So, like, late at night, he's like, I've got a Father's Day song I'd like to play to you. And I'm like, are you being serious right now? Because I've heard him strum a little bit downstairs, but I didn't know he was any good. So, yeah, he comes up and he plays a James Blunt song called Monsters, which is about a dad and his father. Unfortunately, the dad in this case is dying. But it's just like, hey, I'm not your son anymore. It's a man-to-man saying goodbye. It was really, really touching.
Aww,
so beautiful. He's holding a little, like, concert for me in the kitchen yesterday. And I'm like, you're going to make me cry on Father's Day.
That's cool.
This is going to happen. But it was a great day. How about you?
It was a good weekend. I really spent most of it trying to get some rest. I haven't been able to sleep a lot lately, so I was trying to catch up on rest. I did a little bit of work, went out and hung out with friends on Saturday, celebrated the dudes that are fathers in my life. My actual dad went to Vegas, apparently, and said he wanted to be away from the family. He wanted to be with his friends.
you get to an age where that's what you want. You don't want that togetherness.
Yeah, you want
separate.
He wanted togetherness, just not with the family. And I understand it. I mean, he deserved it. So that was really it. Other than that, hung out with my lady. Didn't really do too much.
My weekend was it's a bittersweet weekend. And anybody those weekends when it's a Father's Day or a Mother's Day and you no longer have that parent, it can be difficult. But we made the most of the weekend. Jimmy and I gave Bart his entire Saturday to himself. We went to the Georgia Safari Conservation Park in Madison.
Boom.
Yes, there is actually, like, you can go on a safari in Madison, Georgia.
What? Yeah. First of all, where's Madison?
So you go south and then you take 20.
Okay.
I wasn't
past
driving.
Conyers, like way past Conyers and all that?
No, it's an hour away.
Okay.
It's like a little over an hour away.
Oh.
So we went to downtown Madison, which was adorable. Went to this place called Betty Jean's and had like a brunch/lunch. And then went to this conservation park and saw zebras and the giraffes.
What?
Rhinoceros. Yeah, there's rhinoceroses.
What?
Yeah. And then there's all kinds of like antelope and ostriches, and they do have giraffes, but because of the weather this weekend and threats of lightning, they can't have the giraffes out because they're lightning rods because they're so tall. And I talk about a traumatic experience if you take your kid to a safari and a giraffe gets struck by lightning.
They're robots. It's robotic animals. They're not even real.
Yeah, so there was this guy that had a dream of starting a conservation park and got together with a couple of other people, and it's like hundreds of acres, and it was ranked in the top 100 in Time.
What is happening here?
Wow.
How did I be here in this city that long and not know about this joint?
It's very reminiscent of doing the Disney safari, at Animal Kingdom or whatever.
Except the trees are real.
Yes. Not the Jungle Cruise, not Magic Kingdom, but the actual one. No, it was really cool. And then afterwards, they have like this little shelter area where you go and you hang out, and they bring an animal out, like, so you can, like, they can do a little more education, and the kids freaking love it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Absolutely loved it. So we did that for a majority of the day Saturday. 10 out of 10 recommend. We had the best time. And then Sunday on Father's Day. Father's Day was pretty chill. Jimmy was very excited. I took him to Ace Hardware so he could pick out his dad's Father's Day gift.
Nice.
Beforehand. And he chose to get him a bird feeder because Bart has a bird feeder in the backyard, but the squirrels keep getting to it, right? And Bart's getting mad at squirrels. So we got an anti-squirrel bird feeder. So the squirrels.
And he picked that up?
I kind of guided a little bit.
Right.
But he did pick out the bird seed because he wants to attract the red birds. He likes the cardinals because the red birds are the boy birds, and he wants to attract the boy birds.
Okay.
So we got that, and Bart was very happy. And then in true fashion, Bart finished up Jimmy's sandbox that he made by himself, you know, from scratch. And so all the kids came over and played in the sandbox. And then we got his favorite food, which is wings from Wing Factory. So there you have it.
He's a simple man. Very simple man.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Well, if you're sitting here thinking, man, my weekend kind of sucked, you're not alone, because a bunch of people in Nashville, Tennessee, or right outside of Nashville, Tennessee, got their entire weekend canceled because of the horrible, horrible weather that people were experiencing. Bonnaroo was canceled after it kicked off on Thursday night. The festival was officially canceled on Friday because it was kind of a hurricane over the weekend. I mean, I was a little jarred
it's coming from Florida where it rains all the time. I'm like looking outside. I'm like, it's not supposed to be like this. It's June. We're supposed to be outside. We're supposed to be in the club. Like, it's not supposed to be lightning like this outside. The show was supposed to go through all of Sunday, and it was supposed to feature Tyler, the Creator, Olivia Rodrigo, Avril Lavigne, Hozier, Vampire Weekend. So basically it stopped on Thursday. So whoever performed on Thursday became the headliner, and that was Luke Combs.
So we had a similar thing happen in Georgia years ago with a festival called Tomorrow World. There's a huge EDM festival in Belgium called Tomorrowland that everybody in Europe goes to. It's one of the biggest in the world. So they thought, you know what? Let's do it in the United States. So they did it in Georgia in the middle of nowhere, right? And it, the first year was fantastic. The second year, same type deal. It rained so hard, but the organizers were not equipped for it at all. So people were trying to find vehicles, and they were walking through the woods to get to any dry place and try to find some kind of transportation. And it ended the festival. That was the last year because it was so poorly organized.
I was kind of laughing with people that that's why Music Midtown got canceled. Because remember a couple years ago, this was my first year here, and it was Music Mudtown. It was so disgusting out. Yeah. I'm like, why have we never had Music Midtown again since then? And I'm pretty sure it's because it was just absolutely vile outside.
No, I mean, there's been years that it's been Music Mudtown. That's happened several times. There's some political things going on as to why we don't have Music Midtown
never
anymore.
Mind. Yeah. I spoke before I knew the facts.
I will say this in a strange way. When you were at Music Midtown and it rained and it got all dirty and stuff like that, there was something very bonding about that experience. It was actually pretty cool.
Unless you were with a woman who was wearing heels. Brand new heels.
Or white.
Yeah.
Okay, this is so dumb. Paris Jackson has to explain to her fans why she's performing on the anniversary of her father. Mother's death. So Paris Jackson is an artist, and she's opening up for another artist called Incubus, but they have a show on June 25th, which is the anniversary of their death. And apparently people are mad that she is having a show that day, and she had to get online and tell people, I can't control this. Like, I'm not the headliner.
People are mad. This time because I think one of the first dates that I'm supposed to be going out on tour with Incubus and Manchester Orchestra happens to be June 25th, which is a very negative anniversary for me in my life and for my family. So what I guess I have to explain to these people is that when you're first of three and you're not headlining the show, you don't pick what date you perform. Nor do you pick how much time you have to perform, or what time you go on stage to perform, or what city you perform in. You don't pick these things.
I think it's kind of hard for people to wrap their mind around that because Michael Jackson is such an icon. They're like, what do you mean Paris Jackson, daughter of one of the of probably the most famous pop star in the world, doesn't get to choose when she performs and how she performs at all?
I liked the world a lot better when I didn't know the opinions of people that I didn't know.
Yeah. It'd be nice if we could go back 20 years.
I feel like she's going through what athletes go through a lot when they lose someone and they have to play a game and then everybody has opinions on if they should play or not. Like, let people grieve how they choose to grieve in their personal.
All right.
Sources are saying it's over between a beloved A-list celebrity couple. I'm going to tell you how long this supposed divorce has been going on your next E-Buzz and the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Forgot to mention something about Father's Day. This was an amazing gift. So my kids took me down to the Beltline, right? And I didn't have to do anything the entire day, right? They paid for everything.
What? Wow.
Spit my coffee out.
They paid for everything.
Yeah, they take you to the dollar store or something?
No, man. Like a legitimate restaurant.
Wow.
Yes.
Where'd they take you?
It was, I'm not sure the name of the place, but it's right there on the Beltline. It's got the tiki bar up on top.
The tiki bar.
Even though that was closed and the restaurant's right underneath it. I'm not sure the name of it. So we went there, but my son, he's got this F-150. It's a big old truck, right? And he hates driving downtown. He's kind of a country kid. Hates driving downtown. Well, you know the traffic in downtown Atlanta, and if you're not here, the Beltline is kind of where everybody hangs out on the weekends. It's like this long stretch of walkway that's supposed to go all the way around Atlanta. They haven't quite made it all the way around just yet. But there's a whole bunch of bars and restaurants and greenery also. Well, he hates driving downtown. Absolutely hates it. So this kid, and we got really close to the Beltline, he has this big old truck and he sees this spot between two cars, and it looks to me like he's got about, I don't know, 6 inches of leeway between both cars to parallel park. And this kid whipped it right in, man.
Wow.
Put it right next to the curb. And I'm like, I I taught him that. That's a Father's Day moment right there. It was beautiful, man. It was, I mean, it was perfect. It was flawless.
Are you sure it was you that taught him that?
Not his wife, Stacey?
That might have been my, maybe it's one of those things where you can teach well, but you just can't do yourself based on having another accident this weekend. All right, Mikey, so what could go wrong, dude? Nice, simple kayak ride. What could go wrong?
That's right. You would think nothing. But this weekend I went camping in Cleveland, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah, and my friend's family bought a piece of property up there like a year ago. It's tent camping. I think the house that used to be there like burned down or something.
Okay.
So we're sleeping in tents, which is never turns out well. You always wake up in a pool of water with mosquitoes in a tent.
The exchange of time for me whenever I tried camping and doing it like, not glamping, but the real thing.
Yeah.
The exchange of time getting ready and getting everything up there as opposed to actually being there and enjoying it is not a good trade-off.
Well, we tend to just forget everything. Like, just forget about all the packing and show up and just be in desperate measures like 90% of the time because you don't have what you need. But this was... We got the whole congregation together, the congregation of degenerates. It's like whenever you get to be an adult... Every time you get together with your friends now, it's like a reunion because you never see them anymore. Everyone lives in different places. But we all went up there to Cleveland, Georgia, and this one guy went through a lot of effort to get a kayak down there. Finally, he takes his kayak out. He probably spends 2 minutes on the water, comes back, and I'm like, I'm no kayaker myself. But I said, you got to do more than that. You just drag that thing down like a huge hill. So I get myself into the kayak. And like I said, I'm not sure if I've ever kayaked. I don't know any of the ins and outs.
How hard can it be? You just get in that thing, you balance it out with the paddle, you come back to shore. How hard can it be?
It looks pretty simple. And I'm like, no, I'm going to spend some time out here. I got my speaker. I got my phone. I got 2 beers. And I'm ready to go. I got my shirt on. I'm not planning to touch any water.
The necessities.
And it's not like in Georgia you really got to worry about too many waterfalls. So you can chill out.
Yeah, you'd think you wouldn't. And I don't know how much time you guys have spent on a river. But on a river, I don't think it's called a cove, but it's basically like an offshoot that will take you like around the woods a little bit and then rejoin the main river.
Sure.
So I find one of those and I said, oh, this is perfect. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to drink my beer. It's going to be real nice. One of the most relaxing, I have trouble relaxing. So whenever I get on a boat, I'm like, this is what it's all about. I actually feel relaxed. So
I see you being a boatman as you get older.
I don't know what it is. There's something about just moving. Moving feels good, huh?
How do we get to move?
Okay. Yeah.
Moving like on the water?
Hey, moving at all.
Just moving.
As long as your legs don't have to be going and like in a car, it feels good moving. Lazy. In a boat, on an airplane.
So you're a fan of like escalators, the little moving walkway at airports.
Oh, those are real good. I like those.
Getting them all fired up.
So I'm done. Going down this cove, it's the most serene thing I've ever seen. It looks like picturesque, like these trees going over above you. I reached the end of this cove, and my plan is to turn around, but I just got too comfortable. I reached the end.
It might have been that second beer.
Maybe so. Well, I just cracked my second, and I'm not sure how much time y'all have spent in the river once again, but there's these things called rapids. And I hit a set of rapids that were no joke whatsoever. Flipped me, I don't know how that works. I can't think about that in my mind. How do you flip a, I guess it's probably easy. But these rapids were insane. Because I think I could have gotten down some easy rapids, but these were crazy. Flipped me, I lost everything. So I had to go swimming, start grabbing all my trash, my speaker, my phone, throw it on this little beach I found. Then I realize, I get back in the kayak, I try to paddle back up. I thought you could paddle upstream.
Well, I mean,
are you supposed to?
You'd have to be pretty strong. I mean, depending on what the rapids are, you'd have to pretty strong. Pretty decent technique.
I've been working out too much, so it was impossible for me to paddle back up. Turns out I need to walk my kayak back up through the rapids that just took me out. This was the most insane rapid I've ever seen. So I'd get halfway up with the guy, everything in tow, flip me. I'd go drowning back down the river. I was stuck. I had no way out. And this was like a hero's journey. Like it started off real good. And then now we're reaching like the lowest point. Finally, I get up that first rapid, but now I'm going back up the main river. they got rapids all over this.
Oh, thing. No.
Oh, no, not yeah. more. And hey, you out of beer at this point.
Yeah, I got no beer. I got my speakers wet. My phone's wet. I don't even have music. The bottom of a riverbed is like the roughest thing you've ever walked
on. Yeah.
Yeah, I should have worn those little flipper things.
Yep, but, that you probably made fun of other people wearing before.
Of course. Yeah. And, so about 45 minutes of me trying, and I'm like right there. Like, I could see where I'm supposed to go to, but it's just impossible to make it up these rapids. I am just trudging along. You can't see under the water either, so you're just kicking big rocks. Like, there'll be a boulder, and you just kick it with your big toe. Uh-huh. It's not good.
I want to know if you took video of said rapids.
No,
I did not, but nobody cared about me except for one friend. I have one reliable friend who actually cared. He got on another kayak, came down, didn't help me at all, but it just helped to know that someone was worried about
me. That you weren't going to drown alone?
I was gone for 45 minutes to an hour. It's like, are you guys not worried about me?
They ain't friends.
Come on.
They ain't
friends.
The Burt Show.
If you even dabble in the news, I think you can agree the world needs a little more love and kindness and some more good, which is why The Burt Show is doing 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
The Burt Show's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
All right, so we got to get you caught up, and then we have some really special ones that we're going to tell you about today. So Friday, the good deed was I worked out with my soulmate, Elizabeth.
Yeah?
Yes. Ooh. So our schedules don't typically align, but thanks because of the summer, her schedule and my schedule with the kiddos, we were able to have a workout session together. So if you remember, I was searching for a soulmate because Simply Buckhead and Pinnacle Fitness gifted me a personal trainer and time at the gym, but I wanted to pay it forward, and I was like, I would love to have an accountability buddy and a swole mate to come work out with me. And so that ended up being Elizabeth, and both of us still going strong with
great.
Jamie at Pinnacle Fitness.
Great.
So
awesome.
It was a great workout.
I mean, statistically, you look at it and you'll have more success when you do have a partner to meet at the gym that you guys kind of keep each other accountable for. Mm-hmm. Every single time.
That hour actually went surprisingly fast. I'm like, oh, we should do this more often because I don't feel like I'm here for an eternity. Oh,
so you did extra?
No.
That would be silly.
No, once that hour's up, I'm like, deuces, Jamie. See you next time. And then this past Saturday was my dad's heavenly birthday. So he's no longer here earthside with me, but I like to do things in his memory. And so my dad had the universal blood type and used to donate blood like crazy.
What is that? O something?
O negative.
O negative.
And so I went and donated blood at the American Red Cross Blood Donation Center in Midtown in his memory and for our 100 days of Aww. Good Goes Round.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And let me tell you, like, if this is something you've been considering doing, they were so efficient because I'm all about, like, you know, in and out because I had to go pick Jimmy up from camp.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, check me in, easy peasy, went, donated my blood. It takes literally less than 10 minutes to donate if you're just doing like a whole blood donation. However, I called it the VIP lounge where they were doing platelets because they're over there and they got those warm, toasty blankets on or whatever, but that's a little bit lengthier process.
I do this every about 6 months.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very quick process. Last time I got turned down, like my iron, I had too much iron or too little iron or something. I'm all like fired up, like ready to do good. They're like, get out of here with your iron. Get out of here.
And then we're going to save our Father's Day 100 Days of Good Goes Round for last because that's going to be it's going to be a really emotional, touching one. And it's Bert's girlfriend that stepped in. Amanda stepped in to help out with this one big time. But we're going to go ahead and do today's. And so we're going to get Cole Cerrone on with us. He's a rising senior at St. Pius High School. Hey, Cole, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Okay, so you're a rising, are you a rising junior or a rising senior?
I'm a rising junior.
A rising junior at St. Pius X High School, and he's a current baseball player. And what was your ask for our 100 Days of Good Goes Round?
Our ask for your 100 days was if you guys could bring in popsicles for the volunteers and the campers of the Elaine Clark program.
And what is that program?
Elaine Clark is a nonprofit school for children with disabilities and kids without disabilities, and we started a baseball program through them. It's called the Elaine Clark Crushers.
Oh, I love this.
I know. So, yeah, so buddy ball, right?
Yes, yeah.
All right, and so who do you know, like, who started buddy ball, and what's your role in buddy ball?
We started the buddy, me and my mom started the buddy ball program at Lane Clark, but I've been in other buddy ball programs through like Buckhead Baseball and NYO Sports through my travel ball programs and high school program.
And what exactly is buddy ball again?
Buddy ball is basically a non-competitive sports program for kids with physical and mental disabilities.
Oh man, this is so great. Mm-hmm. So great. I mean, we work with a lot special needs kids when it comes to Burt's Big Adventure. And we say this all the time, Cole, that a lot of these families and a lot of these kids just always feel like they're on the outside looking in. So when you can create an activity like this, especially sports, get out, move around a little bit for these kids. And you're not only is it about the activity, but it's about creating a community, and you're doing the same stuff, man. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Also, the fact that you were once a part of it and you and your mom decided to take the initiative from being inspired by the programs, I think that's really cool.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And Cole, what would you say to some of our junior listeners about getting involved and how important it is to like give back to your community?
I mean, it's always great to give back to others, especially the less fortunate and people who, like, they're not always given, like, everything. So they have to take advantage of what they have. And it's always good to help kids, no matter what situation they're in, because we're all equal deep down. So it's just a matter of being the bigger person, helping each other out.
I love that so much. All right. And so, Cole, what is your specific ask for our 100 Days of Good goes round?
So our final day is June 26th, the final day of the program, mm-hmm. where we do like one giant game for the kids. And we are wondering if you guys could bring in popsicles for the campers and volunteers on those days.
All right, I'm going to throw it to our studio director, Tommy.
I saw this, and I saw the stars align once again, because we have a friend mm-hmm. named Kat, who works for King of Pops.
Oh.
If you're in Atlanta, you know King of Pops. They're everywhere.
Did you hear all of us?
Yeah. Oh. I just had them a couple days ago.
They're all over the Beltline.
What did you think? So I was just going to run to the grocery store and get some popsicles. No, we're bringing in the King. The King of Pops. They will be there on site on the 26th to hand out popsicles to all the kids.
Oh, my God.
So thank you, King of Pops.
Have you had King of Pops yet, Cole?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay, so you know it's life-changing.
Yeah, those are so good.
You know
they're fancy popsicles. They're not like the little ones that your mom would keep in the freezer. These are like gourmet pops. They have a banana pudding one. Oh, my God, it's literally just like someone took a big batch of banana pudding and froze it and put it on a stick. It's amazing.
I think I could have predicted that Tommy was going to step up on this one.
Popsicles, I got you.
I may or may not be there that day passing them out. You know, one for you, one for me situation.
You guys need Mountain Dew also. I got it.
King of Pops is really great about giving back to the community as well. They help us out with Burt's Big Adventure. So, of course, when Tommy reached out to Kat, she was going to be like, absolutely, we'll help Cole out and all the good that they're doing there with Buddy Ball.
Cole, I would also like to thank you for, at 16 years old, knowing what radio is.
my mom listens basically every morning.
I figured that explains it. Yep, there it is.
Tell your mom we appreciate her for being a P1, man.
I will.
Hey, you're doing great work, man. Congratulations. And that school, St. Pius, man, I know a lot of the students there do a lot of amazing work like this too, man. So be very proud of yourself.
I am. Thank you. A lot of kids do a great job at the school. And they help direct us that way.
For sure.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much, Cole. And now our last one for today. This is a very special 100 Days of Good Goes Round Father's Day. And Bree reached out and she had submitted, she went to theburtshow.com, went to 100 Days of Good Goes Round, scrolled down and submitted her request. But she also sent me an email because she knows I'm the one that reads the emails. She touched my heart because it was about grief. And she lost her father-in-law recently, so this was going to be her husband's first Father's Day without his dad. Mm-hmm. And she really wanted to do something special for him. So, Bree, how are you doing today?
I'm all right.
Good. Okay, so, Bree, if you wouldn't mind telling everybody a little bit about your story and what you were hoping to do to make this bittersweet day a little better for your husband, Nick.
Yeah, so I did reach out to you and apply for the 100 Days Goes Round thing. And I knew that you specifically would understand because of what you've been through with your dad and Jimmy. And Stu, on the first of this year, we lost my father-in-law. His name was Mike. My husband's name is Nick. He's great. When he did die on the first, I was around 7 months pregnant with Nick and I's daughter. So he passed away before he was able to meet his granddaughter. And it was hard. It's mm-hmm. been a rough time. It was really sad. We just wanted him to see his granddaughter so bad. So on Father's Day, I felt so bad because it's Nick's first Father's Day with our daughter, but it's also his first Father's Day without his dad. So what I wanted to do, well, actually, I guess I'll tell you this. Our daughter's name is Coet. It's like poet, but with a K. Cute. And I just think it's funny because our last name starts with K. And so some people call her KK, and I always think of you.
Aw, I love it so much.
So since it was his first Father's Day without his dad and first with his daughter, I wanted to know if you guys could help me basically create a memory that we couldn't create on our own and give me some kind of picture with the three of them or something like that. Photoshop geniuses, artists, I don't know, just anything that you could find. So that's what I did. I asked you to help me create that memory.
So as soon as I read Bree's email, I immediately forwarded her email to Bert's girlfriend, Amanda, who is a very accomplished professional photographer. She does fantastic work because I knew if anybody can help me Photoshop this together, it was going to be her. And we had Bree send us some photos of her husband and her father-in-law and of baby Coet, who is so cute. That full head of hair. Are you kidding me? She is adorable. And Amanda got to work and she put together this beautiful photo of Nick's father holding his granddaughter that he was never able to meet.
Oh, wow.
Meet in person. That's I'm going to say that. Meet in person. Because I do feel like mm-hmm. he's a guardian angel for her, right? And so we made sure to send that to Bree so she could give that to her husband yesterday. And I do believe we have Nick on the line with us. Hey, Nick.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hi, surprise. Happy Father's Day. Hey, so what did you think when Bree gave you the photo that Amanda photoshopped for you? And again, it doesn't look like a photo. It actually looks like an artist rendering painting of your dad holding Coet.
Yeah, so I was actually kind of in shock. She kept acting so excited for so long. She's like, I can't tell you anything. So when I finally saw it, it was not what I was expecting at all. It was awesome.
Awesome. And then, Nick, there is one more surprise. So that was the photo that Amanda was able to put together for you guys, like, super quick. But Amanda has a very talented artist friend named Britt Barnes. And Britt is doing something super special for you. It's just going to take a little bit longer because she's hand-painting this. So, Bree, if you want to go ahead and show him really quick, like, what she has so far. But yeah, Britt is doing a special hand-painted portrait of you, your dad, and your daughter, Coet.
Oh, that's awesome. We're all dressed up.
You're in your wedding suit, and your dad's in his wedding attire.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
Oh.
That's pretty awesome.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
He's just staring at it.
So that's going to get done here this week, and then it's going to get shipped to you. So that way you can have that as a memento of, I know what was a bittersweet Father's Day, but just something special to hold on to.
Thank you so much. This is awesome. Sorry, I'm just kind of sitting here.
Nah, you can imagine, man.
Dude, totally understand, man. Totally understand.
Yeah, that's pretty overwhelming right there. The picture itself is fantastic. And I know Britt personally also. She's an amazing artist. She can put anything together. She's so incredibly talented that you guys will absolutely love this, I promise you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I already do, and it's not even done.
All right, you guys, thanks so much. Thanks for emailing us. I'm glad we could hook you up.
Thank you guys so much. I love you guys so much.
Thank you.
Love you back, babe.
All right, you guys, for anything that you need, just ask us, man. And if we can pull it off, we certainly will for you. All you got to do is email us at theburtshow.com.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I think we all probably know how it feels to be dumped by somebody that you're in a relationship with that you really care a lot. It's dramatic. But looking back on it, probably the last thing you're remembering is what you were wearing at the time.
Yeah, getting dumped, not highly recommended, not a fun time, I think, for anybody. But when you're wearing something like so bizarre that it becomes a core memory, mm-hmm. I fear that's a new kind of nightmare. And I think this might actually be a canon event for some people because I got a story from this totally random girl, a stranger that I met at a party. And she was wearing possibly the most insane thing I think you could be wearing when a long-term boyfriend broke up with you. Okay. But it reminded me of what I was wearing when my dating antichrist broke up with me freshman year of college. So I do want to know, is this something that has happened to more people? Because if you're listening and you've ever been dumped while wearing the craziest thing ever, please call 1-855-237-8746. I want to not feel alone.
When it comes to getting dumped, I think that over my life, I've been so scared of rejection that as soon as I felt like it was going to happen, I had to break up first.
I had to go first.
Yeah, I had to go first. There are very few times I was actually dumped, just knowing, okay, nuh-uh. I'm going to get there first.
I never experienced being dumped, but because the only time that I think a woman wanted to dump me, she cheated on me to tell me that she wanted to dump me.
Yep. Heard you loud and clear.
Yeah, I got the message.
There are better ways.
Yeah.
So this girl, I met her at a party that my boyfriend took me to, and it's like this group of people that he's friends with, and they are obsessed with a theme party. So the one we went to was like a White Lotus party, and people were really going all out. It was pretty cool costume-wise. I didn't get the memo. I was not wearing White Lotus theme. I also hadn't seen the season, so it was fine.
What is White Lotus theme?
It was like mostly people just sort of wearing like florals and looking like they're like a rich white family going to a Hawaii resort, I guess.
Okay. Resort wear. Okay, like Hawaiian resort wear kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like bougie. You know, not like a Hawaiian shirt. Like, oh, I bought this at Tommy Bahama. Right. Full price.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Lots of lays. So she was kind of telling me how everybody knew each other. Like, this is the dynamic of the group. And it seems sort of like a group that like everybody's kind of like mingled together a little bit, if you know what I mean. Like, it's kind of like maybe a little incestuous.
A lot of people have like cross hooked up.
Exactly. Yeah. So she was telling me about this one guy who I had seen her just chatting up with, and turns out it was her ex-boyfriend. I guess they're still like super cool because they were just chatting the entire time. Which is crazy knowing what I know now, because I don't think I could ever talk to him again if he had broken up with me while I was wearing what she was wearing. So she told me about their breakup. It happened at one of their previous theme parties. And this theme party was thrown in honor of the birthday of President Jimmy Carter.
They had a Jimmy Carter themed party?
That's random.
Very random.
So random, but also something I would expect from one of your friends.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they threw a birthday party for Jimmy Carter, and everyone dressed up as Jimmy Carter.
No, they did not. Wow. So wait. He breaks up with her at this party, and she's dressed as Jimmy Carter?
Not only was she dressed as Jimmy Carter, she was dressed as Jimmy Carter in full drag.
Wow. So, okay. She'll never forget that.
No, she showed me a photo and she's wearing, calling it Jimmy Carter is kind of a stretch. She sort of looked like Colonel Sanders if he was like super patriotic and on Love Island. Because it was like American flag top hat, American flag bodysuit, like a mustache for some reason. Jimmy Carter doesn't have a mustache.
Uh-huh.
Carrying boiled peanuts around with her.
That tracks.
It's the only thing that would have given it away.
And she had bought on Amazon this, I'm trying to see how I can explain this, fake boobs that like drag queens wear so that it gives you like the shape. It's like silicone boobs so that she could have big full breasts as Jimmy Carter on his birthday. So he had been walking around the whole party telling everyone everybody. Guys, I think this is kind of it for me and her.
Like, he saw the fake boobs and he was like, I'm out.
I don't think we're going to go anywhere else. And yeah, they broke up in their car as she's wearing Jimmy Carter drag.
Well, once you think it's going to be rock bottom that you're going to get dumped at a party, that's one thing. But the real, I mean, rock bottom is as Jimmy Carter. It can only get worse.
It's pretty bad.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
There's an A-list couple that might be headed for divorce, according to People Magazine. So you know it's actually pretty credible if it's not coming from like Us Weekly. But before we get into that, sometimes there are entertainment news stories that are so big and so important that they require an extra source, an extra layer of research. So that is why I have brought Love Island correspondent Rebecca to comment on this e-buzz. A hot new bombshell. She's in the studio. Rebecca, what's going on with Love Island?
Okay, Love Island UK has actually gotten really interesting because they are making history this year. I am very surprised because it seems like they're trying to go the less superficial route.
What does that mean? The bar is set so low. Like, what does less superficial mean?
So let me tell you what they're trying to do. First of all, the first day on Love Island, usually they get all the girls to show up first, and they all sort of line up, and the boys come in, and if they like the look of the boy, they step forward to, like, pitch themselves to be a couple. Totally threw that away this time. This time, they put up little placards that had like one line from the boy, how tall they are in their job. So they didn't get a chance to look at them. They just had to decide based on their banter whether or not they wanted to couple up with them.
Okay. So they're picking and choosing things from other reality TV shows now also.
100%. Okay. But the biggest thing is that one of the original Islanders, a woman named Sophie Lee, first of all, already 29 years old. That's kind of like a push for Love Island. That's a little in the older range.
That's a geriatric woman on Love Island.
Exactly. But she's making history because she is the first Love Islander with very significant scarring. She actually was a burn victim. Mm-hmm. She was a fire breather and had a terrible accident where the fire sort of just like blew back on her.
Oh my God.
And she has significant scarring on her chin and her jaw. And it's kind of like it's become her big story where she is a motivational speaker now talking to people who have sort of either been through similar things or just giving perspective on how her life has changed now that her appearance has changed so much. So I think that's so cool, especially as a person myself who has like very significant scarring and also wanted to show up to the Love Island pop-up casting and see if I could get on, even though I do have a boyfriend. It made me wonder, is Love Island getting less superficial? And the answer is no, because she got dumped 24 hours later.
Oh, good. What? Oh, thank God. Oh, wow. The show lives on and is consistent.
Thank God for superficiality.
Not even 24 hours later, she is the first Islander dumped from the villa.
At least they're getting points for consistency.
Yes, it does track.
All right, People Magazine is calling it that Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom might be headed for divorce. There have been rumors about this for weeks now, but People Magazine is putting it in writing. So a quote unquote source says they're pretty much done. It's been breaking down the last couple of months and it isn't looking good, which makes me think that maybe Orlando saw her in space, was like, you know what, this might be the end of it.
The ultimate ick?
The ultimate ick of your wife going to space for no reason.
Kissing the ground on your way back? Yeah, I can see how that'll do it.
It wasn't so much going up, just the way she acted the entire time. I could see him being so turned off as, listen, I can't recover from this.
And she came down and she was like, I feel super connected to love. Just, and then holding that daisy in the camera and it's like,
and he's
Katie,
like, you're about to get disconnected from love.
Well, she's about to get all the space she needs. So supposedly they have different ideas of where they want their lives to go. Katie wants to concentrate on having her comeback album and going on tour. And Orlando, we haven't really seen him do anything big in the acting world in a while. So maybe he's just like ready to step back and just be a full-time dad. They've been together since 2016, got engaged in 2019, and they have a daughter who's 5. So it's pretty sad for this A-list couple. All right, Stephen A. Smith is going viral after getting caught in a lie about something he was caught doing while on the clock. It's on your next e-buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane, Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.